And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
A perfectly good brain wasted.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara Counties. Every show has a theme, and our theme in the second hour is sharing information. All of my guests are masterful at sharing information to large audiences. My first guest is appropriate for President's Day. He's written a book on our first president, George Washington. We went beyond the stories of wooden teeth and the myth of the cherry tree, and we talked about the founding father and the first president of the United States from his book titled The Crossing. My next guest is synonymous with football broadcasting, a former place kicker from the New York Giants turned broadcaster. He's been inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame as a broadcaster and the American Sportscasters Hall of Fame as well. We'll discuss the lessons he learned from Vince Lombardi and Tom Landry from his book titled Giants. As always, if you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008. Pat Summerall was born in Lake City, Florida. He's a former football player, as I said, and television sportscaster, having worked at CBS, Fox, and ESPN. Pat is well known for his work with John Madden on NFL telecasts for both CBS and for Fox. Pat played football at college at the University of Arkansas, where he played defensive end, tight end, and the place kicker positions. Pat spent 10 years as a professional football player in the National Football League, primarily as a place kicker, although he played for the Detroit Lions and also the Chicago Cardinals. He's best remembered for his career with the New York Giants. To me, Pat's most memorable professional moment was in 1958. It was the regular season finale between the Giants and the Cleveland Browns at Yankee Stadium. The Giants and the Browns were tied at 10 each. The situation definitely favored the Browns in a tie. The Giants got barely into Cleveland's territory, where they called on Pat to kick a 49-year-old field goal. He was one of those straightaway kickers at the time. To add to that drama, there were swirling winds and snow. Pat made the kick, sent the Giants on to victory. A very, very important moment in NFL history. As a broadcaster, Pat has broadcast 16 Super Bowls on network television with both CBS and Fox. That's more than any other announcer. He's also in the Pro Football and the American Sportscasters Association Hall of Fame, as I mentioned earlier. Pat has a unique distinction of playing for both Vince Lombardi, who was the offensive coordinator for the Giants, and Tom Landry, who was the defensive coordinator at the time as well. We're going to discuss that unique aspect of his career as part of the details in his latest book titled Giants. Welcome to the show, Pat. How are you today?
Thank you. I'm good.
Well, it's amazing. You are a piece of football history, having played for both Coach Landry and Coach Lombardi. And the thing that is amazing to me is, as I read the research, you learned you were traded to the New York Giants and you almost gave up on professional football and retired at that time. You didn't, as we know. So what was it about moving to the New York Giants that sort of rekindled your enthusiasm for football?
Well, I knew the Giants had been perennially close to the top of the standings in the NFL, so that was a good break, knowing that you were going to a championship team. And I think the fact that I knew the head coach at the time, Jim Lee Howell, who also went to Arkansas and was the hall monitor at university when I was there. So I knew him on a personal basis, and I knew that they had a place for me if I could play as well as kick. So because the guy that they had, the place kicker they had, would only come in on the weekends, and they weren't satisfied with that. He lived in California and flew to New York for the weekend game, so that was all his contribution to the game.
Boy, that sort of redefines weekend warrior, doesn't it, Pat?
Yeah, it really does.
That's amazing.
Anyway, they were not satisfied with that arrangement, so that I knew there was a place for me. I knew that if I could perform, that I could make the team, and I knew that I'd have the opportunity to play for Jim Lee Howell, who was the head coach, as I said.
Well, it's amazing to me that you had the opportunity to play with both Vince Lombardi and Tom Landry coaching you. And I know that each man had a profound influence in your life. So I'm going to ask you, what did each man teach you about both football and about life? And let's start with Vince Lombardi.
Well, I think he was such a dynamic presenter of the way of his offensive game plan, the things that he did, the things that he was aware of, the things that he knew. I think both of them, although they were totally different personalities, but both of them were so well prepared and presented their situation so well. Lombardi would diagram a play, and I would be sorry when he was through diagramming the play. I don't remember that ever happening to me before. But he was so well prepared and could answer every question, and the same was true of Landry. When he diagrammed the way the defense and what the defense should do and the way they should perform their duties, it was without question. There was nothing that you could ask that he uncovered. So I think seeing how well prepared they were got me as nearly ready for broadcasting as I could be.
And that is remarkable. Of course, preparation was a hallmark of your broadcasting career as well. Tell me about Vince Lombardi as a person. What type of man or coach was he to you? Was he the nurturing father type? Was he the gruff bear? What exactly was his style of coaching, different from Coach Landry?
I would say that the gruff bear probably fits him more than the guiding father type. I remember the first training camp I went to the Giants. I knew a lot of the Giant players, and we had been out reacquainting ourselves and talking over old times and our memories that we had of each other. And we walked into the first meeting, and one of the other assistant coaches was trying to call roll, trying to see that everybody was in appearance. And he couldn't get everybody quiet because people were raucous about talking about what had happened to him in the off season and so on and so forth. And that, in those days, none of the players lived in the town that was they played for, that they represented. And all of a sudden, this little gruff little man in horn-rimmed glasses, a stocky guy, came walking into the room and cleared his throat, and the whole room got quiet. And I thought, who the heck is that? In fact, I asked the guy sitting next to me, who was the backup quarterback, Don Heinrich, I asked him, who the heck is that? And he said, that's Lombardi, and you'll know soon enough. And believe me, I did.
All right. Well, let's compare and contrast, because Lombardi had a completely different style than Tom Landry, who you also had the privilege of playing under as a coach as well. So tell me about Coach Landry. What was he like as an individual? What do you remember most about him and his coaching style?
Well, I remember how well prepared he was. He was not as dynamic as a speaker as Lombardi was. But he was such a strong individual personally. You knew of his religious faith. You knew his regard for his family and what kind of man he was. And you respected him so much because of that reason. He didn't have the command of the English language like Lombardi did. He didn't have that demeanor that Lombardi did. But he was so sure of what he was saying. He would say that if you do it my way, if you do what I tell you to do, we'll win. And we almost always did. So that was his way of presenting things. You knew of his reputation. You knew how religious he was and how much he regarded the church and his beliefs and his family. And you knew the things that went into the building of that image. And so you respected him so much as an individual.
And it's amazing to me that both Coach Lombardi and Coach Landry had such successful winning careers with such radically different styles. What is it, do you think, about both of their personalities that professional football players sort of gravitated and responded to that? And do you think that they could coach in today's modern NFL?
Oh, I don't have any idea. Bobby Knight, the great coach at Texas Tech and Indiana, asked me that question when we were driving to a golf tournament. He asked me, do I think Lombardi and Landry would be successful today? And I have no doubt that they'd still be successful no matter where they went or what team they took over. They would be successful because of the way they presented things. They had such demeanor that you believed in what they were saying, and they were so convincing in what they were saying that I have no doubt about that right now.
We're talking to Pat Summerall, everybody. His latest book is Giants. And, of course, he's referring to the two coaches that he played for, Vince Lombardi and Tom Landry. Now, Pat, you made that successful transition from football player to Hall of Fame broadcaster. So tell our listeners a little bit about that transition. And I want to ask you on a personal level, how did broadcasting make you feel, especially compared to playing the game of football itself?
Well, I'll try to answer how I made the transition first. I was rooming with our quarterback, who at the time was Charlie Connolly, and we had played a preseason game, played the Packers, as a matter of fact, the Green Bay Packers in Jersey City, New Jersey. And we had a few days off before we had to be back at training camp, which was up at Bear Mountain, New York, up the Hudson River, not too far from New York City. And we had a few days before we had to be back at training camp, so I was lying in the bed watching television. Charlie was taking a shower, and so he couldn't come to the phone. The phone rang, and I picked it up, and this voice at the other end of the line said, would you remind Charlie? He asked to speak to Charlie, and I told him he couldn't come to the phone. He was in the shower. He said, would you remind him that he's supposed to be at CBS this afternoon at 4 o'clock, along with Kyle Rote and Alex Webster, who are two of our teammates. And I said, I'll be glad to tell him. And what's the reason he's supposed to be there? And he said he's supposed to read an audition script for taping to see how he sounds reading this particular script, and along with the two teammates. And then we'll pick whoever does the best job. So I said, I'll be glad to tell him, and I'll remind him surely that he should be there at 4 o'clock this afternoon. And I was just about to hang up the phone, about an inch from hanging up the phone, and I heard him say something else, and I couldn't make out what he said, so I put the phone back to my ear. And he said, what are you doing this afternoon? And I said, well, I'm, you know, going somewhere to drink beer with the boys or go to a movie or something. He said, why don't you come along and take the audition? So I went along and read the audition script, and they picked me out of the four teammates. So out of the three teammates, actually. And so that's how I got started into broadcasting.
That's an incredible story, Pat. So then let me ask you the sensation or the feel that you got from broadcasting compared maybe to the feel that you got from playing the game. How did broadcasting float your boat emotionally?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. I was very nervous when I started to broadcast, started to read that script. They picked me, as I said, to enter into broadcasting, and I got a lot of practice. I practiced reading and practiced, you can't practice television. That's either you have it or you don't. But on the radio, it depends a lot on how you sound, obviously, and just how you emphasize words and so on and so forth. So I worked at that. I practiced quite a bit to try to get ready. I practiced that script, that first script that I read that afternoon, but I did practice and worked at it. In the off season, after one more year playing football, I went to Wellington Mara, the owner of the Giants, and said I thought I'd like to get into the broadcasting business. And he said, he told me, I don't think you can make it pay, but if you want to try it, go ahead and try. I won't stop you from trying. So I did. And then I retired from football and got into broadcasting.
That's amazing. We're talking to Pat Summerall, everybody, author of the book Giants, and, of course, legendary football announcer himself on television and on radio. And, Pat, I want to ask you, from your position both inside the industry and also inside the television industry, what impact has television had on professional football?
Oh, my gosh. It's made professional football. I think the game itself is made for professional football. In fact, I know that we went to Ireland for a preseason game a few years ago, and the Irish people came and watched practice of the two teams, Pittsburgh and San Diego, played. And they watched practice, and after each play, they would come and ask me, why do they stop and go get together, go in the huddle between each play? And I don't know. I just got the impression from those questions from the foreigners that football was something that was made for television. The pause, the huddle, the chance to go get a cocktail if you need that, or whatever you wanted to do. The breaks in the game, the fact that you can second guess the quarterback, the fact that you try to figure out who's going, what defense they're in, what offense they're going to run. There's so much guesswork that goes into it. I think the game has made it for television, and it fits so well.
That it does. And Pat Summerall, you're absolutely instrumental in that. So I want to ask you one of the more topical questions right now. As a knowledgeable observer, give us your thoughts on a possible NFL lockout.
Oh, I think it'll happen. I think the two parties are in a moderating situation right now. They have been required to get together, which they are doing, but I think there's too big a difference between what the players demand and what the owners are willing to give. I think there will be a lockout, yes.
We're talking to Pat Summerall, legendary football announcer, as well as author of the new book, Giants. And Pat, as an author now, what do you want readers to take away from reading your book, Giants?
Oh, I think one of the subtitles of the book is what I learned about life from Lombardi and Landry. And I think they both taught me so much about preparation and being ready for whatever appearance you have to make. I think preparation is the big lesson that I learned from both. Plus, they were both of such great moral character. Both Lombardi and Landry were very strong Christians. Lombardi, of course, was a Catholic and went to Mass every day. Landry was the only guy I've ever seen who never compromised his standards, no matter what the situation was. He was very strong religious Christian. And I think if you modeled your life after either one of those, you wouldn't make a mistake.
No, I would agree with you there. We're talking to Pat Summerall. Pat, and I want to ask you the same question that I ask many authors that come on the show, and that is, what did you get out of writing the book Giants?
Well, I got a lot of fond memories. One thing, when I first talked to Michael Levin about writing a book, they told me they needed 85,000 words. And I got thinking about 85,000 words, and I thought myself, I don't know 85,000 words. But when I finished retelling the stories and all the memories that I came up with, I had like 420,000 words or something like that. So the toughest part of it was editing it down to where the parts that I considered key parts were kept in the content of the book. So editing it down and restricting what I learned from those two guys or limiting what I learned from them was the toughest part of writing the book.
Well said. We've been talking to Pat Summerall, everybody. Obviously, legendary TV announcer for football and now author of the new book, Giants. If you're a football fan, if you have any interest in Coach Landry or in Coach Lombardi, you're going to want to pick up this book. Pat, thank you so much for being our special guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you.
Thank you.